Phil, what happened?
Basically, what happened was the beverage industry went out and took a poll, and it showed that 60% of the voters out there, at least likely voters, were not happy with the idea of a 2 cent an ounce tax on their sodas, and that 7 out of 10 weren't happy with the idea of putting some kind of limit on how big a soda you can buy. Now, you understand that, you know, Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, they all passed, you know, tax on soda measures. Big Sugar's been a target around the Bay Area. But when you move out statewide, it's a different story. And what they did is they took this poll, like these groups do, and the beverage industry turned around and started showing it to people in districts where the numbers were starkly opposed to the idea of a tax or a limit on the big gulps. And what you do is you chip away support. So basically, I think that Bloom and David Chu found themselves sort of on an island that was getting smaller and smaller, and so they put it on hold for now, which means that basically it goes into like a legislative cul-de-sac until they can try to figure out if they got the votes to go forward.
And the backdrop for all of this is that last summer the legislature voted to ban new local soda taxes for, what, more than a decade?
That's right, and that was after the beverage industry said they'll put something on the ballot that would change the whole way that we do vote in taxes. So this is going back and forth, Jeff. It's an interesting thing for you and I and everybody out there, because it kind of shows you how the deals get cut or don't get cut. There was no move here for some kind of compromise to go through. Now, the doctors and the dentists, they're not happy with what's going on, and they've said that they'll collect signatures this summer and put something on the ballot that we all can vote for in 2020, and we'll see if that happens, because that's going to take some money, and I'm not sure they have it. You know, one of the reasons why the Bay Area cities passed their soda taxes was because former New York Mayor Bloomberg was very big on this, and he's a billionaire, and he threw tens of millions of dollars into a fight with the soda industry over the idea that these drinks cause obesity and that we need this money for more programs on nutrition and healthcare, but he's not throwing that big money around this time, and so I think people were looking over the shoulder to say who was on whose side, and Big Sugar, Big Soda has the big money in this case.